Speaking up for the rest of us. He is America's voice, Steve Gruber.
Income inequality, you hear about it all the time. The wealth tax from Elizabeth Warren you've been hearing about more lately. I bring that to your attention because of the topic we're about to cover, and that's the baby boomers being a generation now of haves and have-nots. And I bring your attention to the wealth tax ideas because it's not just about income. It's about wealth that you may hold. It's about your 401k. It's about your savings, your retirement plans, the real estate you may have bought over your life. If it's worth more than people think it should be, well, by God, they'll come take it away from you, will the government, potentially. Dr. Michael Bussler here, PhD, a public policy analyst and economics expert at Stockton University, New Jersey. Doctor, welcome back.
Morning, Steve. How are you? It's always my pleasure to be here.
Doing well. Always great to have you as well. So a generation of haves and have-nots, the housing, for example. I mean, if you're an older person, heck, if you're anybody, trying to get a house in Los Angeles or San Francisco, for example, good luck. I mean, it's expensive. You go to Orlando, Florida, same thing. It's a booming market, and unless you got a lot of folding money, tough place to be.
Yeah, and with the baby boomers retiring, you brought up a couple of good points. One, there's a big division between the haves and the have-nots. And, of course, as you point out, how much wealth you have when you retire will determine what kind of a retirement that you end up having. Mostly what the problem is that the percentage of the population that rented a house rather than buy a house end up going into those retirement years without that big asset. For people that bought a house, by the time you reach your mid-50s or so, you paid off the mortgage, and now you own the house free and clear. And if you're looking to move somewhere to a retirement community, if you got that asset and you're able to sell it, then you're able to buy some property somewhere else and have a more comfortable retirement.
Correct. But if you rent it and didn't save your money, here's what bothers me. And I'll just use this as an example. If you're somebody that went to work every day and you had a steady job and you held that job and you didn't get married three times, there's a good chance that you ended later in life, honestly, with some money in your pocket, right? I mean, the facts, if people stay married and they have a consistent job, they're able to save money, they put it away, they don't squander it all. And then you've got the guy down the street that's been married three times and sits on a bar stool for half the day, half of the week. And he's got no money at the end of the time he should be working at 65. And the guy down the street has a bunch of money he saved. And then the government comes along, well, gosh, you saved a lot of money. You've got $2 million in your retirement fund. You don't need that kind of money. We need to have a tax on your 401k and your retirement. I mean, I foresee that coming. Am I crazy? Am I paranoid? Or do you see the same sort of thing?
I see the same thing. If any of the Democratic candidates get into office, for these social programs that they're pushing, Medicare for all, free college tuition, et cetera, that's going to have to be paid for, not by the wealthy and big corporations, because there's simply not enough of them. It's going to end up falling down to the middle class.
To everybody.
When they say it'll be just a wealth tax on the very wealthy, it may start out that way, but you're right. It will end up filtering down to the average person. And for senior citizens who rely on the wealth that they built up for income into retirement, it's going to be a real problem.
And I want to point out something else that concerns me, and that is the death tax, the inheritance tax, if you will. If the inheritance tax continues to go up, which is the Democrats also want, right, and lowering the threshold and raising the tax, what is the purpose then of working your whole life and creating a family business if it's not going to move on to people that you select, your children or somebody else? If the business isn't going to survive because it's going to be taxed into oblivion, why invest in the business? Why have employees? You might as well take your money and go sit on the beach and party and join the guy down on the bar stool, half a day, half of the week, right? I mean, because the death tax destroys incentive for generational businesses, as one example, correct?
Yeah, and the key word there is incentive. So as long as people have an incentive to produce and work harder, you'll get people doing that. But if there's no incentive in that, you're going to end up working, and no matter how much wealth you accumulate or how much income you even earn, they're going to take it away. There becomes very little incentive to move forward. That's why countries that have socialism and very high rates of taxation usually have very slow rates of growth because there is no incentive for the people to work and produce, knowing that the government's going to end up taking most of it away.
But they do have one thing, those countries you mentioned, and it would occur here in a much more robust way as well, and that is the black market. Because anything that's off the books and out of the sight of the government, you know, bartering and trading and working behind the scenes, that would go through the roof.
That's exactly right. You know, I did a paper a few years ago correlating the corruption a country faces versus the taxes and the tax rates. And the conclusion was the higher the tax rate, the greater the corruption in the country.
Of course.
So you're right. If it's going to turn out that the government's going to take most of what you do, well, you're going to just work. You're either not going to work, or if you do work, you're not going to tell the government about it, and that's going to lead to a huge black market.
That's exactly right, because people will create their own economy outside of the government control. I mean, give to Caesar what's Caesar's. I get that. But when Caesar gets a bit greedy, all right, we need to say, now, wait a second. Need to cut that off. You know, it's concerning, though, that there are a lot of people that don't have the ability to find a house. That is concerning. I don't dismiss that. But you can't hold me accountable for the actions of others. I'll give you the last word real quickly.
Yeah, so that's the thing. There are going to be a lot of people with problems. But the thing is, for those of us that worked hard and prepared for our retirement, we don't have a problem. And that, the next thing the Democrats especially will ask the taxpayer to take care of these people who haven't planned for their retirement. Next thing you know, we'll be spending all kinds of money for senior housing, which I don't oppose, but we start spending millions and billions of dollars on that. Again, it takes away from spending for something else, and it's for a problem that somebody really created themselves.
And the problem, Doctor, is at some point, the gravy train just breaks down. That's all there is to it. Dr. Michael Bussler from Stockton University, thank you for being here, my friend.
My pleasure, Steve. Thanks.
It's the Steve Gerber Show on Halloween. Back after this. You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gerber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important. And so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.